the same with Dominic Shabbat. Wait till it's installed, and then you make it.
Dalad Menachemov, Monday the 5th of August, Rabbi Moshe Burdum Kraus. Frequent Shilas in Borer on Shabbos.
Rishos, my Rebbe Rabbeisai, my good friends. Perhaps because I don't come so often, so we still remain good friends, perhaps. But I've selected the inyan of selecting on Shabbos, Boira. Whatever we say will be just mashu. There's obviously much, much more, but within the time that we have, I want to do a selection, and we'll discuss a few points. Now, Boira is one of the lamates of us malacha. There are three conditions in which one is permitted to do Boira. Usually, there's no heter to do a malacha. You can't do bishul under certain circumstances. But with Boira, it's different. Provided you keep to a certain set of rules, you can do Boira. The reason why you can do Boira is because the Torah did not forbid us to eat. We're allowed to eat. So Chazal had to be magdir and define what's called selecting and what's called eating. Anything which is included in the normal way of eating, the Torah did not forbid us. In fact, the Chaznish even says that you're allowed to pull out a fish bone from the fish in your mouth. In your mouth, you're allowed to pull it out. That's normal boira, but no, it's achila. Anything which is achila is muta. So what are the three rules we have to know about? Beyad, miyad, oichol metoich psaimis. Those are the three fundamental rules. Has to be, it's only allowed if it's beyad, you do it with your hand. If you do it with a sieve, it's awesome. That is not considered achila. If you do it with your hand, then it's muta. It has to be also that it's miyad, for immediate use. We'll discuss shortly what it means immediate use, Bez Hashem. That means you can't do boira even with your hand if it's for 5 hours' time. You've got to do it for immediate. Miyad. That's bayad, miyad. Those are the two conditions, with your hand and immediately, and oichol mitoich psayis. The typical way of eating is to extract the good from the bad rather than vice versa. To take the bad from the good is forbidden, with the exception of it's in your mouth, mamish, then you'll have to take a bone out. That is muta even if it's in your mouth. There's another exception, that's peeling fruit, which is also muta. You're taking peeling an orange, and you're taking away the bad from the good, but it's muta because that is also derech achila, that's the way you eat. So as long as something can be considered derech achila, the way of eating, it's permitted. So obviously we can't make up ourselves what's called derech achila, but Chazal gave us these three basic rules. Beyad means with your hand as opposed to with a sieve, and it's got to be miyad for immediate use. You can't do it for 5 hours' time, and it's got to be oichol mitoich psoiles, the good from the bad, and never the bad from the good. Even if you do it immediately with your hand, you're not allowed to take the bad from the good. There's a big debate about taking bones out of fish while you're eating. The Bi'alocha brings someone to say that just as you're allowed to take out bones from your mouth, you're allowed to take out bones from the fish before you put it in your mouth, because you're actually now ready to eat mamish in a second's time. It's also muta. The halacha says you should not do so, and it could be that's where the minig is. The minig comes from to eat your filter fish, not to get involved in all types of problems with taking out the bones. It was very careful when you have fish on Shabbos with bones in, very careful to take the fish from the bones and not the bones from the fish. The halacha says the sof is deraita to go and take out the bones from the fish. So even though it's beyad, you're doing it with your hand, and you're doing it meyad immediately, but since it's the bad from the good, it's forbidden. Now first I want to speak a bit about beyad, this condition of with your hand. Okay, now what's about, you have, let's take for example a tin of fruit, and you have the juice inside, you don't like the juice. You want to pour it off. Yeah? You don't have to, you want to pour it off. Would you be allowed to do that on Shabbos? Chas v'sholem. Say this until Eichel, the bad from the good. Yeah? One was vice versa. You want the juice. You just don't want the peiros. You don't want the fruit. You want the juice. Are you allowed to tilt the vessel with your hand? Is that called b'yad or b'keli? Right? B'yad or b'keli. Is it called with my hand? My hand is manoeuvring it. But it's the keli which l'maisa is helping me out, l'maisa. There's fruit in the tin, and I'm tilting the tin, and the fruit stays behind, and the juice comes out, and I want the juice. Perhaps it's called b'keli. How do you look at it? So the Mogen Avraham says that's called b'yad. And Mishmur also passes it's mutter. You're allowed to do this. It's called your hand. Your hand is doing it. The keli is just helping out a little bit. But basically, it's your hand doing it. So that's permitted, to pour off juice from a keli with fruit inside. It's called biyah. Provided it's immediate use, it's permitted. That's biyah. Now, what happens if the juice come to the end of it and the fruit are starting to fall out? Yeah? So you want to keep the fruit in the tin so they shouldn't fall out. Right. So, would you be allowed to jam the lid of the tin on, yeah, and then hold the fruit back with the tin, the lid of the tin, and pour the juice out? Yeah? What's that called? Yeah, again, I'm pouring out my juice from the tin, and I'm holding the fruit back, not with my hand, I'm holding it back with the lid of the tin, or with a spoon, or with a plate, or something. Is that called biyad or bekeli? It's koyach gavra, but it's a keli. It's a keli. No, it's a keli. I'm doing it with a keli. It's koyach gavra, but it's a keli doing it. Yeah. It's, even if it's koyach gavra, it's still awesome. It's not minatoy. It's not a separating keli, but it's awesome midrabbonon. Even a keli which is not meyuchad for separating, it's also awesome midrabbonon. Yeah. So the answer is this will be awesome midrabbonon. You cannot do this. However, if you want to put your hand on top of the peaches, whatever it is, or whatever it may be, and hold them back with your hand as you pour, that's mutter. Because there you're using your hand. And biyad is mutter. So that is an eitzah.
It's not very nice.
No, it's not doing it.
Well, don't tell anybody. Just do it in the kitchen. No one will notice.
There must be a better way of doing it.
Isn't the spoon an extension of your hand?
Spoon
is an extension of your hand.
Okay, yeah, though. But, yeah, it's spoon is an extension of your hand.
So
but
if you hold it back with a spoon, it's like with your fingers, no?
No. There is a svara. Okay, that's not strictly a point. Where you could have done equally well with your hand. Yeah, that point. I'm talking the lid of the spoon. I don't know, but the lid of the tin is actually doing a better job than your hand. That's certainly a problem. The spoon, perhaps it's just your hand shouldn't get dirty. Perhaps there's a reason. I'm not 100% sure about using a spoon, but definitely should not use the lid of the. There is a svara to be made with a spoon because the spoon is just to make your hand not get dirty. If the whole. Yeah, if the whole tachlis of the spoon is just to help you out, not to get your hand dirty, then that might be mutter. But certainly the lid of the keli, which does more an efficient method of doing it, that's certainly also. Okay, that's one example of the yad. Now, coming to the second condition of miyad, immediately. What does it mean immediately? What do you mean immediately? Yeah, somach la'achila. Now, the halacha is, it's got to be either during the meal, which you're busy with, or before the meal. Now, it doesn't have to be the minute you're holding actually now by putting food in your mouth. If you have a big meal, which takes you 4 hours, and you want to get ready, you want to peel the oranges, let's say make fruit salad at the beginning, before the meal, and you're only going to have it at the end of the meal, which is 3 hours later, it's mutter. Because it's called somuch l'seuda. It doesn't have to be actually when you're eating. As long as it's just before the meal, it's permitted. So, to lay the table for Shabbos morning, yeah, with all the cutlery, you might want to separate the spoons, even the little spoons, which you use for the dessert, at the beginning, before you start setting the table. Just as you're holding by setting the table, you're going to select everything. That's mutter, because it's for the sake of the meal which you're dealing with. However, to get something ready for after the meal, you're having a get-together after the meal, something's taking place in the house, and the people, the friends are coming, whatever, and you want to do the selecting now for after the meal, that's already a separate entity, what's happening after the meal. the same Shabbos morning you come to davening, yeah, even if you want to pull out a chumish or a siddur from under a pile, which might be boira, there might be a mixture, considered a mixture, safe on the shelf, it's not a mixture. But safe in a pile, which is not clearly visible, it's considered a mixture. So I come in the beginning of Shachris, there's no... if you go begin a Shachris, you find them in the shelf, but you came too late. And by the time you come for Shachris, there's no siddurim left in the shelf, you have to start digging them out for wherever. Or a chumish, yeah, and you don't need it now, you need it in an hour's time. Or whenever it's going to be, half an hour's time. It's all mutter, because it's all one activity, the tefillahs, Shachris, Musa, it's all one unit. If you want to do the selecting now for the Kiddush, which is taking place after Shachris, that's awesome. Yeah. Now, how much time is given? What's the time? It's got to be Samuch L'Suda. It's got to be before the meal. Yeah? Now, how much time are you allowed to give? Yeah, before you start the... How much time before the meal is included in Samuch L'Suda? So you've got, if it only takes you 5 minutes to get it ready, you can't do it half an hour beforehand. You've got to do it 5 minutes beforehand. Or 7 minutes, a bit of, you can, like, give yourself a bit of time in case something, there's some kind of strop, some kind of unfortunate occurrence which might happen. You've got your Yom Chuyf to do the very second, but give yourself a little bit of time, but a Ravchus. But if it takes you 5 minutes, so, you know, give it, so you can't do it half an hour beforehand, perhaps 10 minutes, 7 minutes beforehand. However, if you have a big function to prepare, you're making a Kiddush, right, and it takes 2 hours to get ready, you'll have to prepare it 2 hours, you have to start 2 hours beforehand. You have to start, that's the Mavua from the Shar HaTzion in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Divrei Torah, Niyim B'Mokom Echad, Ashirim B'Mokom Echad. This thing is not mentioned in Hilchos Shabbos, it's mentioned in Hilchos Yom Kippur. There's a Shar HaTzion there. Mishabura speaks about peeling fruit, vegetables, which you're allowed to do on Yom Kippur for the sake of the night. There's a special hatter they gave, you're allowed to do it. It's not brought nowadays, if we don't do it anymore, the post can bring down. But in the time of the Gemara, there was a hatter to do peeling of vegetables for the sake of the evening meal. So the Mishmur discusses boira. How can you peel vegetables? That's boira. You can only do it la'alta. You can't do it for 2 hours' time. If I want to peel my carrots or my potato, well, potatoes is raw, but my oranges for 2 hours' time, I can't do it. So how can the Gemara tell us? The Gemara speaks about peeling vegetables, which is 2.5 hours before Nacht. How can you do this for only after Nacht? What's about Boira? It says, Mishmur is talking when you have a large amount. Hachon Chazal Omeikul, the Shom Yom Kippur, a special Kula Chazal gave. Yeah, Mishmur, what's about Boira? Boira is Melacha Deraisa. So there's a Sharatir and Tofri Shud Aleph that since we're talking you need a lot of vegetables and allowing, you have to give them enough time to get the meal ready according to the amount of vegetables you need. So therefore, for example, it all depends on the individual circumstances. So if you have one person preparing a Kiddush, then they'll have to start 3 hours beforehand. But if you have 10 people preparing, you don't need 2 hours beforehand. It's enough with half an hour. So you can only start the time you need for this kavut, so this collection of people who are getting this Kiddush, whatever, everything's ready, how much time you need to get the thing ready, that's the time you're allowed to spend. How much time beforehand you can start doing it?
The wife wants the table to be ready for the Shabbos meal, and she wants to go to shul, and it takes her 10 minutes to prepare the table.
So Rafat speaks about it, says, Asa. That's Asa. He can't do it for convenience sake, even if it's very difficult. If I need to, wherever it is, get the meal ready, but I know there's a conference taking place before the meal, and I will not be able to do it, I need to go to shul, that's not mutter. Because that's not intrinsic in the time span that you need for your activity. It's because I've got a side issue which is stopping me doing it. He says, that's Asa. That's Asa. But he brings a big kula of Befalt. Others want to argue on him, but he's very shtak about it. He says that, for example, yeah, you've got food in the freezer, which you need for the Shabbos meal. And we're talking it's frozen, whatever it is, some kind of liquid, and it takes 4 hours to defrost. You've got some, whatever it is, 4 hours to defrost. You want to take it out 4 hours before the meal. Is that permitted? Because food in the freezer is typically boira. It's mixed with all types of other things. You've got your, whatever you want to take out, let's say you had some orange juice. You want to give the kids some orange juice. So you put it in the freezer and you want to give it to them, usually like it frozen. But let's say you want to give them cold and it takes 4 hours to defrost. It's in the freezer there, mixed with, I don't know what, the schnitzels and fregnisht. All your zachandot in the freezer. You take it out, you're doing boira. So you're allowed to take out the good from the bad. You're allowed to take it with your hand, good from the bad, for immediate usage. But now, if we're talking here, I'm taking out for 4 hours' time. Is that called immediate usage? So the Fox says, yes, it's permitted. Because since that is the time you need for hachana, since you can't do it any closer than that, if you would take out 2 hours before, it will not be ready. So that is the time you need for the hachana for the meal. He says you have to be very careful, Taka, in Moshul, if it takes you 4 hours to get ready, and you want it for Shabbos morning, and you want to go to bed in the evening, you don't feel like getting up, you need it for 9 a.m. You don't feel like getting up at 5 a.m. to take out of the freezer. So you want to do it at 11 p.m. before you go to bed. So that would be also, because it's not that typically you need 8 hours. Just you want to go to Shlof, Mamela, you want to take out early. That's not a heter. But if you've spent the time which the actual activity itself requires, not because you need to go to sleep, but the activity requires 4 hours, even if it's 4 hours, he holds it's permitted, and it's mutter, because that's called la'alta, it's called somach l'suda, it's for the sake of immediate usage for the meal. Now, the third condition, oichel mitoich psoides, yeah, the good from the bad. Okay, now, we need to discuss what's called psoides. What's called psoides? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, that ayin dalad om adalav, tonar abonon, hoyelefon of minei oichlin, we have types of food, boira v'oichel, boira umaniach. Okay, you can do boira for achila, for eating. So we're talking about boira. It's just you can do it for the sake of eating. The question here is asked, why is this boira? This is minei oichlin, we're talking about apples and oranges. Why is that boira? There's no oichel, there's no psoilis. They're both foods. Where's the oichel and the psoilis? Oh, says Tosfos, the ba'oichel mitoich oichel shayach breira. Sheboira oise she'ein echofetz lechol mitoich oise she'roi te lechol. The oise she'ein echofetz ba'ichoshev psoilis aga ba'oise she'chofetz lechol. Says Tosfos, that the reason why there's boira and oichel mitoich oichel is because the one you don't want, that's called the psoilis. So it doesn't mean that intrinsically it goes in the garbage. It doesn't mean it goes in the bin. So it just means to you, it's not wanted. So klapa, compared to the food, is considered psoilis. That's why there's boira. According to this Tosfos, if they're both equal on the scale, there's no mile of one over the other. For example, I've got apples and oranges, and I want to select the apples and the oranges for 5 hours' time. I don't want one more than the other. I just want them separate. Or, for example, there's a mess on the floor, the kids have been playing, and there's all types of toys mixed together, and there's pegs, and there's bricks, all mixed together, and you want to put them each one in their respective containers, right? So they're all good. There's no one better than the other. Now, according to Tosfos, that would be permitted. That's not boira, because there's no psoilis, there's no one which is different to the other. However, from the Rambam, it would seem, the Bi'alocha says, from the Rambam, it seems that the reason why there's boira on two types of oichlin is because the etzem fact that I don't want this oichel mixed with this oichel, that itself is enough to be called boira. The two oichlin to be, it's a separation, doesn't necessarily mean you need a classic psoilis. The fact that I want them separate, that itself is boira. That itself is boira, I want them separate. It could be the Havana is, the understanding is, that's also a type of psoilis, because it's a psoilis in the chayfetz. It's not psoilis in me. To me, they're both equal on the scale. But as far as the apples are concerned, the apples don't, they're not as good when they get the oranges mixed in. They're not as accessible, they're not as beautiful, they don't look so good. There is a type of psoilis. Overall, they're both equal, but if you look at the apples and the oranges are bad in them, you look at the oranges, the apples are bad in them. So, from the Rambam, says the Bi'alocha, you have to be machmir, and we can't do boira. You cannot do boira from two types of peiros. If you want to strain them, separate them for 5 hours' time, it's also. If you want to separate the apples and oranges for now, that's mutter. If you want to separate them for 5 hours' time, it's also. Even though there's no oichel and no psoilis, it's still also because oichel from oichel is also the etzem. You're not allowed to do this. So it's very important when you clear the floor on Shabbos and there's a mess, it's also to do so. Yeah, because if they're mixed together in a way that there's a proper taruvas, as a mixture, that is classed as two mine oichlim, which is awesome. Now, what's the din of two mine psoilis? One was Truma Nipsaitis. Two types of, both you don't want. It's a very negea. Yeah, some people have a type of a sieve in the sink, right? They don't want the sink to get full of fat. So when they put the stuff down in the sink, so the liquid goes down, and the solid stays behind. Most sinks have got some kind of sieve. They've all got some kind, but some have got a special piece inside with holes inside and everything. Yeah, so everything gets caught, and you empty it at the end of the week, you empty it out. Yeah, so that's you're doing boira. You're separating the solid from the liquid. That is boira. So the Maase of the Be'alocha says that's mutter, because you're allowed to be boira psoilas from psoilas. Yeah, where both are rubbish, both are not usable, there's no boira. Boira is only when at least one of them, even both of them, are oichel. If they're both not oichel, both psoilas, it's mutter. And this is based on a Gemara, late on in Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Lamed Testament base. Gemara there says, it's a Mishnah, that you're allowed to separate the yellow and the white of an egg. The white, I'm talking about raw egg. You want to separate them. You want to put them through a sieve to separate them. The yellow goes down, because when yellow gets pierced, it runs, and the white stays together of a raw egg. So you put it in a sieve, and it goes through the sieve, and the yellow goes to the bottom. And the reason why they did this was, in order, there was mustard seeds at the bottom, and they wanted the yellow egg, the yolk, to go down and colour the chadl, the mustard, to make it look yellower, to make it look better, and that's mutter on Shabbos. That's not boira. So the question: why is it not boira? So Gemara says, "Mamish three words." If he she'ein oisin oisa el or legavin, the reason why you do it is to colour it. It's not clear what the Gemara is trying to say. So it's not clear what I was trying to say. So there are three pshatim in this Gemara. The halacha and pshat in this Gemara, that the nekuda is, that you don't really, you're not interested in eating part of it. You're not interested in eating any of them. The white stays at the top in the sieve with all the rubbish which has been in the sieve, and the yellow goes down, and you're not really interested in eating. You put it in there for colouring. So that is not considered that have any oichel at all. So both psoilas, it's mutter. That's how the halacha learns pshat. The bach learns pshat, in this Gemara, and that's pashtus from Rashi and the Ram, that they're both oichlin. And two types of oichlin, where one is not better than the other, is not boira. That's the story we said earlier, with the pashtus of Tosfos, that you're allowed to separate two types of oichlin if there's no real mile of one over the other. Even though I want it for the colouring, but he says with a food, wanting for colouring is so not important that you don't look at it as being I want it. It's Alom de Shavat, the Bach says. Right. There's a third pshat, and this is Negel Halacha. This is the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says that the reason why you're allowed to separate the white and the yellow of the egg is because it's min echot, one type. This is a very important kula brought down in the Ramah, that there's no boira in one min. For example, what happens if you have pieces of fish, yeah? Some are big and some are small. Some big and small. Big and small, some people prefer the big, some prefer the small. Sometimes you want the big, the small. Says the Ramah, that's not boira. They're not separate. It's all one min. In min echa without boira. Boira is only selecting and separating. If just as to cut a piece of meat in two is not boira, because it's one unit, it's one cheftas. That's not selecting, that's splitting, that's dividing. In the same way, if I have a collection of apples, and I want five for today and five for tomorrow, okay, it might be a chona, but I want five for the end of the day, five for the end of the day, that's not boira, because I'm just dividing. Says the Mogen Avraham, same with an egg. An egg, the yellow and the white of egg are just one unit. It's not considered separating. Separating means you have two separate entities which come together, and I'm separating A from B. If I'm cutting A into two, that's not called separating, that's called dividing. I'm just taking a unit and I'm like cutting it into two. It's a machlokes, Mogen Avraham and the Bach. The question would be, are you allowed to separate the white and the yellow of a raw egg? Is there boira involved? According to the Mogen Avraham, there's no boira at all. No boira, I can separate them, one for the morning, one for the afternoon. Even if both for the afternoon, I can do so. The Bach holds it's also. Mishmura says the Chatchili should be machmim for the das of the Bach. You shouldn't do boira. Rabbi Falk in his Sefer writes that it would seem that the whole machlokes is only in cooked eggs, only in raw eggs rather. Raw eggs. People differentiate between the white and the yellow. Whereas in cooked eggs, there's very little difference. That he argues that everybody agrees there. There's no boira. They're so similar, the white and the yellow. Some kids don't like the yellow, don't like the white. That's the mother's department. But most adults, it all becomes one big chefza, the white and the yellow. They're cooked, they become one unit, become one thing once they're cooked. Okay. It could be an afkamina between this machloikas, between the Bach and the Mogen Avraham, is whether, which we just said, whether the white and the yellow of the egg is one or two. What's the lomdus of the machloikas? Lomdus is, they have something which intrinsically is one, but it's intrinsically one, it's from the same item, it's all part of the egg. But they have a chilek between them. Is that sufficient to be called two meat? Could be the nafkumina would be, what's the din of the white and the brown of a chicken? Is it boira? Yeah, you've got on the plate the white and the brown of the chicken, the dark part and the white part. Yeah, and you want, if you want to take a piece for yourself for the meal now, that's permitted. That's boira oichel matoif poseil. The problem is if you want to do it for la'achaz man, you want to do it for an hour's time. You want to take out, you want to have the chicken later on, you take out now for an hour's time. You take out the white from the brown. Is that mutter? So one of my brothers-in-law asked from Nissim Karelis many years ago, is it boira? He said, no, boira, nobody's, what's the difference, white and the brown? So Nissim Karelis doesn't understand the difference in the white and the brown, but a lot of people are very mak between the dark and the white. Yeah. So Lemaisa, there is a kapeid on it, l'chayra. If Takeh, people are not makbid, I don't know where you live, but in these Medinas, people are very makbid. You know, so l'chayra could be boira. However, according to the Mogen Avraham, it's not boira. Yeah. The Maaser Mafal brings it is boira because l'chayra pshat is, because the Mishmur says you should be machmir for the Bach, who holds that even if they come from the same item, they're both chicken, but since they have a difference between them, you should make sure to do it only within the various guidelines of boira.
No,
I was talking about eggs. I wasn't talking about chickens. I'm talking about eggs. Now, just interesting shine at the end. I've asked two, so I forgot to tell two things. One thing, my father-in-law, Zuchin Levracha, asked the shayla, Rabbi Yom Posen from Switzerland, he asked the shayla for Shlomo Zalman Erbach, he ate the Shabbos meal, his wife was nifted before him, so he ate with some bocherim, so they ate the Shabbos meal, and they made a gap in the middle of the meal to learn Michas Chinuch for three quarters of an hour, and then they carried on the meal, whatever it was, the beginning of the whatever it was, I think Shabbos morning it was, and then they carried on. He wanted to know, is he allowed to do boira at the beginning of the meal for the afters, for the dessert? Is it called one meal? It's one meal, technically speaking, because you're nicely washed, and it's the same meal, but you made a big hefsik of three quarters of an hour, with you make his chinuch shia, is it mutter? Shmuzal will help his mutter. My father-in-law wasn't so happy about it, but the man said, Gehaltim, Shmuzal, it's mutter, it's all one hefsik, it's all one meal. What did he say? No, he didn't bench. No, he didn't bench. Yeah, he benched afterwards. It's one meal, yeah, but it's a big... Yeah, but it's a big... It's like Kriyas HaTorah, and then there's Musaf. It's all one thing. Could be all one thing.
Why can't the woman pick up her husband quickly from shul? Why is it
because you choose which hospital? No, that's something different. No, because this has become part of the meal. This become part of the meal. It's all one big meal. The meal takes part. No, that's something extra, but this is part of the meal. Yeah, just one more shayla I just want to mention. Interesting shayla, the possible to speak about. Yeah, you're allowed to take out the good from the bad. Right? So we said the brown from the white of the chicken. Oh, let's say you've got knedlach, lomazog, and knedlach in your chicken soup. You don't like knedlach, or you're full up, you don't want knedlach. Yeah, so for you, take out the knedlach from the soup might be boira. They say if it's bigger than the size of a nut, then it's not boira because it's separate entities. Let's say you have a small soup almond in the soup, right? Which is boira. If I take out the soup almonds, I don't want it, that's boira. What happens if I don't want it, but my son wants it? Yeah? I'm allowed to take out. Is that called oichel mitoich psoilas? For me, it's psoilas, but for him, it's oichel.
Yeah?
Yeah? What do you say?
You're allowed to take food out of a soup. to put it aside to cool down, to eat it down immediately after the soup.
It could be, but here, for me, it's, I don't want it at all. I don't want it at all.
But it's being eaten, it's eaten afterwards.
The Meister, there's a dual purpose here. The Meister, the Primogodim is maker, Rafael Passens is mutter. You can take it out, because at the end of the day, there is a positive action you're doing. It's called Oichel, therefore it's permitted.